Oh, okay,
okay. Second talk of the day. Please welcome Jiffin with me for RGW here.
Good morning, all. I am Jiffin. I hope I am audible at the end. Yes? No. Okay. So I am part of the RGW team. Works in IBM. So I started my career in SEF like 5 years ago. I was trying to integrate SEF with Look for the RGW side. Then currently I'm mostly working on RGW latest stuffs. So this is a new project which we are working on. So today I am planning to cover following things. I'll just give a brief intro about what is intelligent tailoring is or what it means. It means different people, different things, but I will clear on that part. Then what do we have in RGW at the moment? Then I will briefly talk about cloud transition restore because the demo is based on those things. And I also mentioned briefly about like S3 tape, what it is. And yeah, fine. Okay. So what is intelligent tailoring? So basically, you need to move the data across different storage mediums, maybe hard HDDs, SSDs. That's the basic idea. And here in S3, like we talk about storage glasses, it represents your storage basically. So faster storage glasses, you need to move the data from different storage glasses, like the standard storage glass, then this glacier storage glass and all. And why we don't do want that? Why do we need that? Because basically it optimizes your cost, like you can keep the most recently accessed data in a faster medium, and like the data which is not that much useful, you can move to a slower medium. And how? It's based on policies, like the policies maybe on the access time, like the recently accessed data will be in the faster medium, and not much, like it will be on the slower medium, or after time, say 10 days, you need to move this data to another storage class kind of things. Now, what do we have in RGW? So if you know, like there's a placement targets, that's what we call, like in which we can define different types of storage glasses. And each storage glasses represent one pool. Like, so if a pool is created on a faster device, then you can name it like fast, something like that. And this is by default, it creates pools on the Ceph cluster, but I'm talking about like you can also specify pools in which your data can go on. And so as I mentioned before, we have storage glasses, which is similar to what S3 provides, but yeah, it's based on Ceph pools. Then how we do the data transition or data movement, like again with S3 lifecycle policies. So we need to set that policy on the, on the buckets. And one thing is like, so the placement target, so this need to be mentioned when you create a bucket. So in the S3 request, there's a default placement constraint like that. We need to mention that. And you can mention the storage classes for the object operation. Like you can say if you put an object in a different specific storage class, then you can mention that. So that's a manual way of doing it. And after that, you can automatic or like you can do a lifecycle policy and that will move across different storage classes. And all the configuration are defined in the zone group level. So the placement target will be defined in the zone group level. And the zone level, we define the storage classes because in RGW, the zone represents the pool, basically. Like most of the times, like if it's a default thing, then it will be a default zone. But yeah, usually. Yeah. Now, as I mentioned earlier, so I have mentioned about like the data movement across different storage classes. This is a bit more advanced or not advanced, a different use case. So here, the movement is happening between RGW, which is an on-prem, and other one is like the cloud endpoint. So the cloud endpoint need to be like more like an S3 compatible thing. And so here, the zone level configuration is not required. In the placement group, you just define the storage class. And the storage graph, you need to mention the configuration. So this is a special type of storage class, which is known as Cloud S3. And you need to provide the S3 endpoint details, like access point, secret, region, and if you want to mention bucket, which bucket you need to put the data and on. So basically, this seems to be a bit controversial in the sense like the on-prem RGW data is moved across cloud. Cloud, you know, it's costly, and on-prem is cheaper. So this is kind of first step we are trying to sync with cloud thing. And yeah, in the later slides, the intelligent tailoring or like the tailoring which we are working on, which makes sense if you if I mention about C-tape. So yeah, as I mentioned, this is a unidirectional process as of now. And like I mean, as of now, in the sense on the